WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Voters are appealing a judge's decision over the weekend to ignore election irregularities in a Fredericksburg area House of Delegates race. Firefighters battled a fire in Fishersville in sub-freezing temperatures that destroyed a new nursing home. And the state Supreme Court will hear arguments over whether it is against the law to hang a noose on private property. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 8th. Democratic voters from Virginia's 28th House of Delegates district, that's in Fredericksburg, are appealing a federal judge's decision not to order a special election in the race where more than 100 people received the wrong ballots. Soraya Wintersmith with our partner station WCVE reports.
Voters in the case claimed they were disenfranchised when they received ballots for the wrong House district and couldn't vote for their preferred candidate. Dolores Leckie is one of the Fredericksburg area voters who brought the case before U.S. District Judge Thomas Ellis in Alexandria Friday.
When it happened, it was like a drop in the pit of my stomach that, you know, when I was handed the ballot for the 88th district versus the 28th, It's like getting the rug pulled out from under you.
Judge Ellis declined to order a special election or block the delegate-elect, Bob Thomas, from being sworn in when the legislative session starts Wednesday. In his hour-long explanation of an opinion, Judge Ellis said misassigned House districts don't amount to the kind of broad-gauge violation of due process that lawyers argued. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
A construction site for a new nursing home facility has burned down in Augusta County, but no one was injured. The news leader in Stanton reported on Sunday that the blaze started Saturday night in Fishersville. Firefighters fought the blaze in temperatures that were in the single digits. The fire started about 10:45 p.m. and lasted into early Sunday, and the fire rekindled later in the morning, prompting firefighters to douse the flames again. Augusta County Fire Rescue Division Commander Jeff Hurst said the structure was mostly destroyed. He said the facility was still under construction and that no one lived there. The plumes of smoke could be seen from Interstate 64. The fire was also visible a few miles away in Stanton. The Virginia Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments this week over whether a man broke the law when he hung a black-faced dummy on his front yard. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that lawyers for Jack Eugene Turner of Rocky Mount will argue before the court on Wednesday. Turner was convicted in 2015 of violating a state law that prohibits hanging a noose to intimidate. Turner is white. He was upset at some black neighbors. Turner got 6 months in jail. He argues his free speech rights were violated and that state law only bars displays of nooses on public land, not on private property. The state's attorneys disagree, arguing the noose was meant to intimidate and had instilled fear in his neighbors. The Virginia Court of Appeals upheld Turner's conviction in 2016. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.